entertain a motion to come out of recess into public hearings.
Second. Yes.
Mrs. Deaver?
Yeah, second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lank. I'm going to go first, you're right.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. And with the President, with your permission, I think I'll read an abbreviated set of rules today,
sure,
and procedures,
sure,
since we only have one hearing.
Or
and
give
one
a copy
person.
To the gentleman, yeah, whichever, yeah.
You never
That's
know.
Right. the rules of procedure on county council zoning hearings, so when the council holds these hearings, they're legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the council in its deliberations. The application will be announced and the director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will make their presentation. The council can ask questions, then persons that are in favor have the opportunity to speak, and then at that point, anyone that's here in opposition can speak. The council, at the conclusion of the hearing, council may approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. We have one hearing today, and it's a change of zone, number 1730 of Two Farms, Inc.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District and a C1 General Commercial District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 9.4596 acres, more or less, lying southeast corner of U.S. Route 13 and Route 24, and being more specifically identified as Tax Map ID District 332, Map number 1, parcels 100 and 101. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on June 13th of 2013. During that public hearing process, we heard comments from DLDOT, County Engineering Department. Garth Jones, Professional Engineer with Becker Morgan Group, was present on behalf of the applicant and gave testimony. Testimony included the reference that the commission and the council both suggested that they should have considered applying for rezoning when they received approval for their conditional use 1927. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1730 for Two Farms Incorporated for a change of zone from AR1 Agriculture Residential and C1 General Commercial to CR1 Commercial Residential based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this application consolidates the entire subject property into one consistent zoning district. Two, this entire property has historically been used for commercial purposes. Three, CR1 Commercial Residential zoning for this site is appropriate given its location at the intersection of U.S. Route 13 and Delaware Route 24. There are also other commercially and industrial zone properties in the area of the intersection. Four, the location is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Five, the site currently has a commercial site plan with a preliminary approved by the commission. At the time of that approval, the commission suggested that uniform CR1 zoning for this entire site would be appropriate. And six, the rezoning will have no adverse impact on neighboring properties, roadways, public facilities, or the community. There was a motion by Mr. Rawl, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. That motion carried 5-0. And I've received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date since June 13th. Thank you.
Are there any questions from council? Seeing none, would the applicant's representative like to give a presentation?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
My name is Garth Jones. I'm a licensed professional engineer with Becker Morgan Group. I'm here representing the application on behalf of Two Farms, Inc. As Mr. Lawrence stated, we are requesting to rezone this property on the southeast corner of 113 and 24 near Laurel. This property was a subject of a conditional use application approximately about a year ago. And it was suggested both by Planning Commission and Council that we rezone the property. Since then, we've gotten preliminary approval on the proposed development, which is a rural farms, and we're looking to wrap that up here in the next couple weeks to get all final approvals from the county. Basically, we went through a consolidation. We consolidated two properties, so we're actually split zone between C1 on the corner portion of the property and AR1, where the O'Neill's auction facility is located. And we're looking to rezone the entire property to CR1.
Okay.
Several reasons, which you've already heard, but I'll just run through them, that rezoning this would be consistent with the Sussex County's comprehensive plan. The property is actually located in the investment level 2 per the state strategies for state policies and spending. We're actually located at an intersection with US 13, which is a other principal arterial, and also with 24, which is also deemed a major collector. And there are also commercial properties zone up and down to the north, to the south, and actually to the west of our properties as well. So we feel that the rezoning would be consistent and would not have any adverse impact on the neighboring property or community.
Thank you. Are there any questions from council? Any questions? And looking, it appears that you don't have anyone else to testify today. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of the application? Mr. President, it appears that there's no one in the audience. And is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? And again, let the record state there is no one here today to speak against this. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter if it's council's desire to close the public record on this.
We'll close the public hearing, and with concurrence of council, we'll close public record.
Yeah, that's fine.
And read the short title, please.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Little Creek Hundred, Sussex County, containing 9.4596 acres, more or less, tax map ID 332-1-100 and 101.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved, sir.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson, to approve the change of zone 1730. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, and the reasons are the same as planning and zoning.
Mr. Cole.
I'm going to abstain. I have a conflict. I have a relationship with rural farms and a property owner. So I'll defer.
Mr. Phillips.
Although yes, it's an appropriate zoning. There is consistent zoning in the area.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes with P&Z.
I also think it consistent with zoning in the area and agreeing with the reasons that P&Z recommended to us. I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Got it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson.
I can vote on this.
Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you.